And they deal with all subjects. He says this. He says the New Age movement is difficult to define because it's diverse and it changes all the time. It has the idea of politics, religion, science, psychology, health, diet, entertainment, all of these things. Why is this happening? Why? Well, Geisler again says, Western society is experiencing a shift from atheism to pantheism. See, they realized that atheism didn't really work because what's in everybody? The what? Yeah, their eternity is in our hearts. And when you keep saying, when people say there is no God, there is no God, there is no God, people say, I know you say there is no God, but you know, I feel like there is a God. Something tells me there's something more than this, that I'm just not an animal that's going to, that it's all over, it's all over. And so Western people, Western society is changing from atheism to pantheism. Now, they're not turning to the truth of the Bible. They're turning to gods. Why the shift? Man realizes material things can't ever satisfy. So they're looking at the spiritual. Let me give you some ideas of where all this stuff is. First of all, it's in religion, it's in media, it's in music, it's in schools, it's in our businesses. Let me give you some things. First of all, it's in religion. It's pantheism. It's the Unity Church. It's Unitarian Universalism. It's Baha. It's Transcendental Meditation. It's Hare Krishna. It's Horoscope. It's the guy named Deepak Chopra. It's Scientology. It's Eckhart Tolle. It's all of these people. That's all religion. It's out there everywhere. And people, some people think that they're Christians. Some people think they line up with Christianity. It's in media and entertainment because even some people say the religion of the stars. What's the religion of the stars? Scientology, isn't it? L. Ron Hubbard? Greg Smith told me he was watching a Good Morning America last week, and it's a very sad thing that John Travolta's son died. But they're into L. Ron Hubbard, Scientology. And a spokesman of the family, Greg Smith, told me, he said, a spokesman for the family, John Travolta's family, said that even though this was a sad time for them, they had great confidence. He has now become a different life force. And he will appear somehow, some other way, as a different life force. Wait till we get in about 2 weeks when I read to you what Scientology actually believes. And if you've ever read it, you know what I'm talking about. You'll laugh. You'll say, people don't believe that. No, they don't believe somebody from outer space named X-E-U-N came and deposited people here and they didn't know they had bodies. And right, wait till you read this stuff. If you do not believe in Jesus Christ, you will believe anything. Star Wars, forces with you. Is the force Jesus Christ? Is there a good force and a bad force? Is the force whether you, if you take the bad force, you become bad? If you take the good force, you become good? What is all that? Where do they come from? That's Eastern mysticism. He-Man, the Dark Crystal. Music started My Sweet Lord by the Beatles. My Sweet Lord wasn't Jesus. See, they got him with Maharishi Mahayogi. They got into all of that stuff, and they are Eastern mysticism. Go into the music sections of Hastings, and you'll see a New Age section. Right? Oh, that's just music. That's just music. Okay. Schools. Schools. I got to read this to you. This is from Linda Edwards, the College of Charleston, a process approach to early childhood education, effective development in the creative arts. How do we get children to think? How do we get children to be creative? And so this is her method. Here's what we do. We get children into a room. And we call this the wise man. Find a good spot in the room where you can have your children lie down without touching each other. Let them wiggle around a little bit so they can get completely comfortable. And then he starts to say, close your eyes and let your mind begin to relax. I want you to imagine you're walking up a trail in the mountain at night and there's a full moon. which lets you see the trail easily. You can also see quite a lot around your surroundings. Now, just ahead, there is a side trail that leads up higher to a cave that is the home of a very wise man who can tell you the answers to your questions. Turn off on that side road and walk up there toward the wise man's cave. And then you get there and you sit there and there's a campfire. Go up to the campfire, put some more wood on it, and sit quietly. As the fire burns more brightly, you will see that you'll be able to see the wise man more clearly. Take some time to be aware of him. Now, these are little children imagining this. What are they imagining? Now, ask the wise man some questions that are important to you. Ask the questions. Continue to watch the wise man and see how he reacts. What kind of answer does he give you? Pay attention to the answer. Just as you're about to say goodbye, the wise man turns and reaches in an old leather bag behind him, and he searches in the bag for something very special to give to you. He takes it out of the bag and gives it to you. Look at the gift he gives you. How do you feel toward the wise man? As you walk back down the trail, look at the trail carefully so you can remember how to find your way back again, because you'll want to visit this wise man again. Be aware of your surroundings and how you feel. Take some time to examine this gift. Examine the gift in more detail. What is this? You want your kids doing that? That's really transcendental meditation is what it is. It's going to find some being inside of you that's going to give you the answers. See, they all think that the answers, that God's in you. You're God. You just got to get on the inside and find out that you're God and they're the answers. Because everything's God. Everything's part of this universe. Schools. Let me read this. This is an article out of the New York Times. It says, representatives from the nation's largest corporations, including IBM, AT&T, General Motors, met in New Mexico in July to discuss how metaphysics, the occult, and Hindu mysticism might help executives compete in the world marketplace. I don't think it helped them that much. What do you think? At Stanford University, well-regarded graduate school of business, the syllabus for seminars on creativity and business includes meditation, chanting, dream work, the use of tarot cards, and discussion of the New Age capitalist. It's everywhere. Businesses, there's holistic medicine, there's let's get together and hold hands and rock back and forth. What is the New Age movement? It goes by a lot of names. Sometimes called the Aquarian Conspiracy. Sometimes New Consciousness. Sometimes Cosmic Consciousness. Sometimes the Human Potential Movement. Sometimes the Holistic Health Movement. There are key words. There are symbols associated with words like potential, energy, synergy, holistic, the rainbow, 666, the pyramid. Those are all symbols connected with this. What are some tenets of the New Age? And they all build upon each other. Let me give them to you. First of all, the first one is what we call monism. Monism means that everything is one. All things are one. Everything and everyone is interrelated and interdependent. Everything is one. It's just all one. It's like one universe, one world. What you find is that you are the universe. You are the world. You are God because the universe is God. Everybody's God. Everything's God. Everything's one. That means the rocks and the trees and the animals and you, we're all one and we're God. That's monism. It ties in, tying in with monism is pantheism, because it moves to the fact that since everything is one, all is God and God is all. Everything has the divine. It's sort of like a drop of water that goes into the ocean. It's all water. It's all the divine. All we are drops. We're all one big drops that just go together to form to form God. So God is not a personal being. God is everything. And remember pantheism. Pantheism says that this is God and this is God and you are God and the air is God and the grass is God and the mountains are God and everything is God. That's what pantheism is. From that, it moves to three. We are gods. Human beings become gods. We're ignorant of our divinity. See, that's one of the things you're going to find, that when you read some of these books and you read people into this movement, they're going to say what's happened is you haven't realized you're God. And if you would realize you're God, then you would be able to move to a new earth, a awakening, your life's purpose. Shirley MacLaine, she says, each soul is his own God. You must never worship anyone or anything other than yourself, for you are God, Shirley MacLaine. The fourth thing is that the mind creates reality. What you think is what's really real. What you believe is what's really real. You move to an altered state. That's why transcendental meditation is such a part of this thing. You move to some altered state. That's why you want to get these kids to lay down and clear their minds and say, now you're going to see a wise man. He's going to tell you things. And don't forget, because you've got to come back over and over to this person. The mind creates reality. Experience validates truth. Whatever you experience is what true. Now, see, it's not that way. There's truth whether you experience it or not. And sometimes what you experience is not truth. The word is truth, John 17:17, not our experiences. And our experiences are true as they line up with the scripture, not scripture trying to line up with our experiences. Number six, there is always some form in this thing of reincarnation. There's this karma. There's this present condition as a result of past actions. See, with John Travolta's son, see, they think he's become a life force. He's become some kind of force somewhere that maybe he will come back in a different way, at a different time. Because that's what they believe. They believe that they've just, that they're actually, there's some life force trapped in a body. And that the karma is what you do now determines what you'll come back as. And then finally, relativism, which is there's no absolutes whatsoever. Two conflicting statements can be true. If I believe this is white and somebody says, no, it's black, we're both right. Because see, my experience says it's white. His experience says it's black. It doesn't matter what's true because see, there aren't any absolutes. Now, the people who say there aren't any absolutes live in a world and they live with absolutes. And they expect them, even though they say there aren't any absolutes. We know that saying there are no absolutes is an absolute statement. So they're already in trouble just by their statement. But you tell me, if they go to Walmart and give somebody a $20 bill and they're paying something for $10, they're expecting that change back. And if that guy says, my truth is to keep your change, they would say, well, my truth is to get my change. Well, we're both right. I'm keeping your change. No, that's not fair. Wait a minute. There aren't any absolutes. See? They live as if there are. What do these people believe? If you look on your back page of your handout, just tie it in together. Next to the back page, I've got, it says New Age Movement. What is it? Is that right? Do you see that one? The next one up. Yeah. Next to the last page, I just want you to see, that's what we just went through. All things are one, pantheism, we're gods, the mind creates reality, experience validates. I just put that for you. Now, the next page, if you can look at that one, the next page is just a handout that I found that is what do they believe? And it's just, it gives you just some basics there that you can read on your own. But unlike most traditional cults, the New Age movement is not a unified system of beliefs and practices. There's not official leaders, headquarters, or membership roster. Well, when this was written, the truth is, there are some people who are leaders in New Age movement. They do have a headquarters called the Tara Center in California. There are other places like that that are on and off. And you can see there are leaders like Eckhart Tolle and these other people. But you notice it's the New Age, it's pantheism, it's the karma, it's reincarnation, it's the occult practices. It's all those kind of things. I just wanted you to see that. Now, Kirby Anderson with Probe says this. I just want you to think about what he says. He says, first of all, the Christian view of reality rejects the concept of monism. The Bible teaches that God's creation is not an undivided unity, but a diversity of created things. Okay? Second, Christianity is theistic, not pantheistic. Okay? God is not part of the creation. God is separate from his creation. You need to understand that. God created the heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth aren't God. Okay? Third, we're created in God's image. We have value. New Agers teach that we're gods and thus have divinity with our humanity, but we are created in the image of God. It's a little bit different. New Agers use the occult in often of their attempts to change their consciousness. And so that's just some things I wanted to read to you. You ever thought back about what Satan said in the beginning? He said, you'll be like God, pantheism, and you will certainly not die, reincarnation, and your eyes will be opened, you'll get a change of consciousness. And has God really said that? That's relativism. God's not really right. It all goes back to the beginning. There, by the way, the New Age is old. Okay? New Age is old stuff. All it is Eastern mysticism. Now, I know we had the first bell already. Is that right? I wanted to show this to you again. This is there's a guy by the name of Benjamin Cream, which he's a prophet and he speaks for the Christ Messiah. He doesn't say he's the Messiah, but he speaks for the Messiah. He calls the Messiah the Lord Maitreya. So the Christ is going to be called the Lord Maitreya. And this is old, by the way. This is not new. This is not new stuff. This has been going on since 1982. This is 1987. He's still doing this. It's not. He just hadn't put anything in the paper lately. But he put drugs, AIDS, poverty, crime, starvation, nuclear threat, terrorism. Is there a solution? In answer to our urgent need, the Christ is in the world, a great teacher for every religion and no religion, a practical man with solutions to our problems. He loves all humanity. What is he saying? He says the problems of mankind are real, but they're solvable. The solution lies within your grasp. Take your brother's need as the measure for your action and solve the problems of the world. The answers to your problems are simple. Without sharing injustice, man will know no peace. Allow me to show you the way forward to a simpler life. When will we see him? When will we see the Christ? It is my intention to reveal myself at the earliest possible moment. That's been a while. He still hasn't revealed himself at this earliest possible moment. When you see me and hear me, you will realize that you have known for long the truths that I utter. Sharing injustice, brotherhood, and freedom. From the dawn of time, mankind has linked his aspirations to these stars. Now, my friend, we have an anchor. Christ is here, my friends. Your brother walks among you. Benjamin Cream put that in the paper. That's the second bell. Next time, we'll get into the names of some of the people who started this movement and what's going on now. And we'll also get into some other things. In the next 2 or 3 weeks, I've got some writings from some of these people, from the Scientology people. We're going to really emphasize Eckhart Tolle, Scientology people, and that name Deepak Chopra, whatever how you say it. I just want you to see those three guys because they're pretty famous in our country doing some things, and I wanted you to see some of those. But I think the next couple of weeks we're going to put this together for you, and then we're going to come back on what do they believe about the Bible and salvation and Christ. You'll be surprised what they believe about Christ. You will not be surprised what they believe about salvation. Okay, Heavenly Father, what a passage. What truths we see from the Bible of 2 Thessalonians. And then at the same time, Lord, what we see in people's lives and what people fall for. And Lord, we know that there is inside of people this void, this eternity, knowing that there's something for eternity and that there's something they need spiritually. Lord, I pray that you'll use us in this room as we scatter out in this community. We will take them the truth of Jesus Christ and the issue of salvation simply by faith alone in Christ alone, who is the Savior. And Lord, we'll understand some of these things when we hear this man on Oprah, or we see some article in the newspaper, or we read some of these things, that we'll be aware of them. Help us, Lord, to be ready. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we'll keep going next time on all this.